This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
21 Pilots, Fox FM, this Wednesday morning. We're halfway through the week. Nick and Reader with you. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Now, Reader, you may notice yesterday something happened here in Yorkton and all over parts of the province in the listening area. A little chilly outside.
A little snow.
A little bit of snow as well, too. It's still on the roads. It was enough to stick around this morning.
Yes.
It was, I had to warm up my car a little bit, and I drove here, and I thought to myself, well, that'd be a good time for us to talk about winter driving, because it always seems the first snowfall of the year, there may be a couple of people out there that forget about winter driving. And yeah, I thought we would just kind of do a little refresher course here, because this morning I slid through a four-way stop.
Ah.
So
yeah, it was a little slick.
Yeah, it's a little slick, especially at intersections. You want to make sure all the traffic stops as well. It's until they get the sand down, at least, it's going to be a little bit slick out there.
Yeah, because I can't imagine too many people have winter tires on their vehicle either. So give yourself a little space, a little distance. I was driving home yesterday from work, just going up Smith Street, and there was a truck in front of me, and every time they gave it just a little bit of gas, that back end started sliding.
That's
so just
scary.
Be careful.
Yeah. Okay. I got a new car, and yeah. I'm actually excited about winter driving this year. This is the first time in my life I have a vehicle with all-wheel drive.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm very excited about that, but I know that all-wheel drive doesn't save bad driving.
No.
So keep that in mind, too. You can use it as a tool to help you get through these kind of wintry conditions here, but you don't want to be relying on that in an accident situation. Of course, we don't know what the highways look like right now. We're here in Yorkton. So if you want to send us a photo of what it looks like in your area, we'd certainly love to see that. The text line is wide open, 306-783-3699. It helps us help everybody else know what it looks like. If you got to travel today to, you know, Rokenville, you want to know what the roads are like, right?
Help us help you.
Help us help you. So be careful out there, guys. We want to make sure that you're having a safe ride wherever you are. Reminder, there is snow on the ground now. Who knows if it's going to stay or not? We'll see. But as of right now, it's a little bit slick. So be careful out there. Give yourself some extra time to stop and start. And be careful of everybody else that's going to be driving around you today, too.
What do Nick and Reader have in common with your favorite burger?
They're 100% pure beef. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Halfway through the week, Nick and Reader with you. It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, and it's time for my favorite segment of the show, which is called No Stupid Questions. The part of the show where I ask Reader a profoundly stupid question, and he tries to make me feel better about it.
Okay.
Okay, Reader, I was sitting yesterday just minding my own business. It was really quiet, and I was reflecting at home. I was on the couch, and I thought to myself, how come there aren't any more escalators than there usually are? Like, how come there's no escalators in buildings that are, like, more than two stories? There's an elevator instead. Like, where are all the escalators in the world?
Malls?
I guess. Like, I only see them in airports or in malls. Those are where you see escalators. I mean, we're a four-floor building here. Escalator would be a little bit impractical, but if you're, like, a two-story building, why not have an escalator, right?
I don't know.
It's like a maintenance thing?
Cost.
Maybe people are too scared that they'll get their Crocs stuck in the slats of the stair and then they'll get pulled underneath the escalator.
I don't know.
I'm terrified of that too. So I was just thinking about that because, yeah, it's not like escalators are worse than elevators. They do the same thing. I just don't know why there aren't more escalators out there in the world.
Maybe it's one of those things like you don't see a lot of TV repair shops anymore. Maybe it's just something that doesn't get used.
True.
So much, perhaps.
Or it hasn't been innovated on. Because, I mean, the guy who invented the escalator probably saw stairs and went, oh, that'd be cool if these did the work for me. I'm pretty sure that's how they invented escalators.
Maybe.
So not really, can't really innovate on that in the past 100 years or so. But, you know, yeah, it's food for thought. If you are maybe an escalator repair person, you could text us right now. That'd be great. 306-783-3699. Let us know. How come you don't see escalators more often out there in the world?
Nick and Reader, proudly maintaining Fox FM's facial hair quota since 2017. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Classified with good news. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM also on the text line. I want to say shout-outs to Brian sending us a message. He was on Highway 949. He pulled over to take a quick picture for us. A little bit slippery out there, a little bit snow-covered as well. So, guys, just quick reminder, winter driving conditions do exist right now. And it's going to be tough out there, so be extra careful.
Yeah, just give yourself a little extra time.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. Reader, I was thinking about ghosts going to Booniversity today.
Oh, my.
Hey, it's still Spooktober, man. We still got 2 more weeks left here. I do, however, want to talk about my favorite thing about October, which is Halloween candy.
Okay.
Yesterday, you and I were talking about M&Ms and Smarties. I went and I bought a huge bag of Smarties.
Did you?
If you're wondering. But seems like the peanut gang is just here to stay. I don't know if you saw the comment section on the post from yesterday, Reader, but not a lot of regular M&Ms fans out there.
People like the peanuts.
Which is strange to me, because you think that you would see peanut M&Ms more often. Like, for example, we have a vending machine here at work, candy machines. There's one that has peanut M&Ms, one that has regular M&Ms, and the regular M&Ms always seem to go first.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just a Fox FM thing, that we're not really into the peanut M&Ms here, because, yeah, Mary, Louise, Calvin, Lori, Christine, Tiffany, everybody saying peanut M&Ms, so
they are the overwhelming favorite.
Maybe I'm just missing out. Like I was saying yesterday, I like to mix peanut M&Ms into popcorn. That's kind of what I like to
do.
Not necessarily by itself. I feel like they're just too big, you know?
I don't know. I like my popcorn. I ate a giant bowl of popcorn last night.
Hey, did you throw some peanut M&Ms in there?
I did not.
Oh, geez. We're doing all this market research, man.
I don't know. Dill pickle flavoring in popcorn with peanut M&Ms seems like it would be a rough combination.
That does sound pretty
friendly.
Well, if you're sitting out there right now going, well, I want to sound off on the M&M debate, well, facebook.com/morefoxfm. You can go right now. Do you prefer regular or peanut M&Ms? Please, if you're a fan of regular M&Ms, make yourself heard, because, boy, the ratio is a little bit off right now.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
That's Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar. Hi, it's Wednesday morning, Nick and Reader hanging out with you, and we posted it on Facebook, Reader. I had a flash of nostalgia for a second, because I was thinking about this. Remember when you used to be able to win stuff just by looking under the cap of a pop bottle?
Yeah.
I remember growing up, I would always get so excited, like on road trips. My dad would we would go to the lake or to like Prince Albert or something. We'd stop at 7-Eleven. I'd get a bottle of pop all to myself, and I could win something under the cap. I don't think I ever won anything in those contests. Did you?
You know what? Usually just free pop.
Yeah.
Was what I would win. But I remember when I was a kid.
Okay.
And maybe some of you other folks do too. I think I found it out on the schoolyard grapevine or whatever. But back in the day, Coke used to have on their bottle caps little lines, like 1, 2, 3 or whatever, little thin lines.
Okay.
And you could look and tell by the number of lines on the bottle, on the side of the cap, whether or not you would win a free one.
That's very sneaky of you, sir.
And more often than not, you know, you go and you look, oh, I'm going to take that one. So, and sure enough, you crack it later, free one.
So you would like look in the cooler at the 7-Eleven for like,
yeah, I'm sure I'm not the only one that did.
I am also thinking we aren't the only ones. Do you still check under your caps when you drink stuff?
I haven't in a very long time.
I do all the time. It's this weird reflex I have, because sometimes I drink like a Jones soda, and they always have, or like a Snapple, they always have like your fortune or just something nice written under the cap just to read. But like, yeah, even if it's like a regular Pepsi or something, I will still look under the cap. I just have these memories of looking under the cap to win stuff, and I wish that they would do that again, you know, because they used to, but it was like look under the cap to text a number to register somewhere, and it's just too many hoops.
Or I remember at one point you could take the cap liner out, and they all had like NHL logos on them and stuff, and you try and collect them all.
Hey.
All those kind of things.
We posted on facebook.com/morefoxfm. Do you remember looking under the cap of a pop bottle and winning a prize? We'd love to hear something that you may have won just by drinking some pop back in the day.
If those beards get any longer, we'll change the name to Mystical Mornings with Gandalf and Merlin. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's Halsey, Fox FM, more hits, more favorites on a Wednesday, and we had a promise for you. Reader, when is daylight savings time done?
November 1st.
November 1st, that's the time change. Of course, for us here in Saskatchewan, it's not really a thing, a huge deal. Manitoba, though, you guys are going to be...
Falling back
an hour. Yeah, we're going to be the same time as Manitoba, which is great for road trips to see Stampeders games.
Yes.
But daylight savings, November 1st. I think you said 2 a.m. is when it changes
over? Yeah, usually it changes overnight.
It'll happen on November 1st. We are also on Facebook.com/MoreFoxFM. I want to say big shout-outs to everybody commenting on the post about looking under the cap of your pop bottle to win a prize. I didn't know this, but Lauren was talking that Chips also had coupons too.
Yeah, and I had forgotten about that, but yeah, they used to have the little coupons that came inside the bags of the Hostess chips when you used to be able to get Hostess chips.
Yeah, because I don't even remember Hostess chips. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think that's the company that is like Lay's and that.
Something like
Hostess Frito-Lay, I think is what it was.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I remember getting those all the time.
So what would you win from chips? Just more chips?
I think you could win more chips or little things for prizes and stuff inside them.
I was reading a thread online about this. They were talking about this. I just wanted to get some nostalgia going, and somebody said that they won a Super Nintendo just by looking under the cap of like Mountain Dew or something in the 90s, and
nice.
Never got to win prizes like that. However, my parents did the Pepsi points.
Okay.
Because somebody also mentioned, somebody actually talked to you about points as well.
Yes, actually, a fellow emailed me here this morning just saying that he'd won with the Pepsi codes.
Okay, because they're doing
recently.
That now still.
Yeah, that you can still get codes under the caps. I think he said he'd won a pair of socks.
Nice. So, I mean, yeah, putting in a code under a cap is one thing, but looking under the cap and seeing, you know, free bottle of pop, that's another thing too. If you got any memories that you want to share, you can sound off facebook.com/morefoxfm or call or text 306-783-3699.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
Like that.